Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's like deja vu all over again. It was 24 hours ago that I kicked off the last broadcast here. And I said, man, I got a lot of news. It's all so incredibly important. I got to calm down and try to go over all this piece by piece today. And I'd say I got a C- on getting to everything. Barely a passing grade. I must get an A+ today, or at least, you know, I'll try as best I can. The problem is I get so outraged as I go back through the news and information that it's really hard to keep my composure going. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I am in the cockpit of the B-52 bomber with my crew, loaded with 100 megaton hydrogen truth weapons, logic bombs, in over globalist controlled areas, dropping just massive 100 megaton bombs of awakening and enlightenment and truth on people. And the enemy is absolutely flipping out across the board. I don't even have time to track it, but I mean, there's got to be 15 news articles a day in newspapers and TV and places just absolutely lying and misrepresenting what we do and what we say. And I expect that because I'm in this to win it. I'm in this to try to find the levers to awaken humanity, to try to turn the tide against tyranny before it gets really bad. Because I live here just like you do. And I'm in it to win it. I'm committed to this 110%. In fact, it's exhilarating to be in this much political and physical danger. And I'm not a thrill seeker overall, but I'm doing this for the right reasons. And my body, my intellect, my gut is saying, good job, buddy. And I know many of you that fight for basic liberty have that same feeling as well. I mean, this is really living, ladies and gentlemen. When you've got the White House attacking you, when you've got MSNBC absolutely slandering and libeling and trying to damage us, this is what it's all about. Now, that does not mean that I'm not going to strike back, because I've got to. The premeditated defamation reached a level yesterday. I saw this yesterday evening. We had time to put it on the nightly news. That was staggering. They basically say, I influenced the Boston bombers, who basically are patsies, as everyone knows. I mean, even Glenn Beck is saying that. I mean, it's just overwhelming evidence. And then they go on to say, I'm deeply racist, and then I'm paid to be racist. The panel agrees, including the former head of the RNC, who just 3 years ago had to resign because of MSNBC, showing how he spent $2,000 a pop on bondage mistresses or whatever, or bondage parties. And I guess if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, you know, I just unbelievable that this type of stuff is going on. And I'm not even judging Steele, that he likes to, you know, go see women dressed up in leather with bullwhips and stuff, and we want to each their own. But the point here is that he's lying about me. So Steele, and it's clearly all scripted, 100% scripted, as they go down the line, almost like in the Superman 2, where the council's convicting Zod and his general and his girlfriend, and they're saying, we will now hear the verdict. Guilty. 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 And then I'm to be sent to the Forbidden Zone, the Phantom Zone? I mean, this is unbelievable. And so I can sit here and joke about it. It's actually incredibly dangerous because they're openly White House run. That's on record. And sure, they have a diminishing audience, and we're seeing the death throes of the collectivist politically, but they could still really, really pull some rabbits out of a hat. So I'm going to go over all of that today. And then a chilling video at a city council meeting. Marine Corps Colonel, Homeland Security Building, Domestic Army. Very powerful video and audio we're going to air. More meltdowns at the 5 reactors that are melting down at Fukushima. An incredible Fox News report showing a welfare surfer who has dreams of being a rock star that you and I pay for. It's all coming up straight ahead.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 15th day of August, 2013, worldwide broadcast. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Today, breaking, stocks tumble, scared by quick interest rate spikes. We've been telling you that that is coming. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Egyptian Islamists target Christian churches in a wave of apparently coordinated attacks in Egypt and across the rest of the Middle East. The Egyptian military responds by mowing them down, because the Al-Qaeda group is trying to take over Egypt, and our Pentagon and Obama respond by saying they're going to cut off military aid to the Egyptian military, and they basically say stand down and let Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood take over Egypt. This is really the setup for World War III they're trying to have here. I mean, this is off the charts. This is even stuff I can't even believe. It's so crazy, and the average American doesn't even know this is going on. That our supposed government is putting the most radical Muslims who have fought U.S. troops all over the world directly into Libya, Syria, Egypt, you name it, and are just turning them loose to blow up churches and throw Christians off roofs. I see new videos every day to the point I've almost got Christian mass murder fatigue, where I'll see a new article by Watson or a new story we've posted on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and I won't even click on it. Watching them take Christians up to the edge of a five-story building and throw them one after another off to their deaths, or hack them up with machetes, or blow up churches, or go into Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, ancient churches, burn them down, blow them up. I mean, I just can't even look at it anymore. And then you turn on MSNBC and it's Obama loves the children. Obama loves Africa. Obama wants you to have free health care as the premiums go up 50%+, as it raises payroll taxes on people making less than $20,000 a year, as the economy just shuts down, as over 50 million people, they're announcing this last year, have already gone on to part-time because of Obamacare. We're watching the shutdown of America, the globalist scorched earth policy, and I just sit here watching it in absolute horror. And I want to explain something. I know the globalist operations. I know how they operate. I know what they do. But now, this is even weirder than I thought they would get this quick. I mean, this is just so naked. And they're having drills and then real operations all over the country where the army just shows up with SWAT teams and sets up checkpoints and starts dragging people out of vehicles and helicopters and are crashing in drills. And I've got articles today and police are SWAT teaming people over 3-inch grass in Arlington outside Dallas. That's in mainstream news. And they're SWAT teaming people over unpaid parking tickets and just black uniforms everywhere. They're putting up guard towers. I've got news with face scanning cameras everywhere, and then admitting that they're preparing for a war. I have the state police out of Texas, but also the state police out of New Hampshire. I've got several of these articles that I'm going to be going over today in the city council meetings. And I have a city police chief as well saying we've got to get armored vehicles because we're preparing for war with the Tea Party and libertarians. Actually says that. And they're being honest about it. They're in meetings pre-positioning weapons for us. I mean, and then a Marine Corps colonel, recently retired, went up and spoke to the council and said, look, I've been part of this overseas. This is the pre-deployment. This is a takeover. This is illegal. That video is up on Infowars.com. And by the way, it is people like him, because they've got everybody's number. We've got your number, by the way, globalist, who they're going to come and kill with death squads when they try the total coup d'etat takeover. And it will follow with a nuke going off in Dallas or Chicago or Austin or Denver. By the way, I'm listing cities the CFR have said they think Al-Qaeda is going to nuke. That means they're going to nuke and then blame it on their patsies. This is an outside corporate takeover. And when those nukes go off, they're going to blame it on libertarian groups and patriot groups, and it'll be so overwhelming, the images of people with their eyes burned out from the nuke going off on the edge of the blast and the giant smoking crater and the civil emergency that's announced with all the grid lined up and ready to go up against the American people, that even most libertarians and conservatives will say, I didn't want to believe it, but I guess these talk show hosts were working with them. I guess Obama's got to arrest them. And at that point, folks, if you give in to it, it's going to be a hot takeover, and they're going to end up coming and getting you as well. But they're going to wipe out most of the generals, most of the colonels, the retired people they know are patriots. Next, they're going to wipe out the state police who've been given the questionnaires. You know, will you go arrest Christians? Like they said a few months ago in Colorado, that freaked out the state police commanders. And they went public and said, we were called in and said, are you ready to arrest Christians and gun owners and libertarians? And they were like, is this a joke? And Homeland Security said, this is not a joke. They were there marking down everybody that wasn't going to go along. I mean, you want front row seats to a takeover, folks? Let me tell you something. That's what Obama Deception 2 is about. I was going to have a little bit of that at the end, saying they might try a military staged event and a coup d'etat, but they've already basically taken over, so they'll probably just want to gut the country, get rid of Obama in a few years, bring in a new puppet. But more and more, the financial collapse they've engineered may catch up with them, and they may go ahead and have to go with the staged event ahead of that. Because I'm seeing all the indicators that they may go ahead and just try to keep Obama in office, okay? And I want to explain something to you. I told my crew this last night at about 6:30, right before the nightly news. I'm standing around with some of the TV crew. And I said, you know why MSNBC has come out and said I'm basically behind the Boston bombing and that I am a, quote, deep racist. And they had the former head of the RNC agree with them. It's because we've got their number, folks. We've got their number. We know them better than they do because they're all compartmentalized, kind of wicked, lazy people on average. The low-level and mid-level, even high-level people are not master controllers. We've reverse-engineered their whole program, gone and read all the white papers. We know what their program is. Most of these globalists work 5-6 hours a day, go play golf, have mistresses, party all day long. I mean, they're very decadent slobs, okay? And so the system does not like my broadcast because this is open HUMET organic intelligence network that's telling it like it is. And we're blowing their cover within the Pentagon and within the CIA, FBI, private corporations. People are all sitting around. We can see the traffic coming in, but I've talked to countless military officers, and they're all openly with earpieces listening to the show right now. They all know what's happening. They're watching everything I'm saying on the outside. The tumblers going into place where they're at going, oh, yeah, yeah. And then they're giving us even more information, and they're starting to go public and leak info. They see what's going on, folks. Military is meeting all over the country, former and current, saying, what are we going to do about this? And we do not need a counter coup, folks, preemptively. We need to expose the plan for a false flag to be blamed on real Americans, people that have basic American values and are not lazy pieces of filth. Those of us that have not been successfully psychologically destroyed by this high-tech psych warfare are the enemy. Because we're all that's left, folks, from capturing the nuclear weapons and the even more advanced directed energy weapons, particle beam weapons, fission fusion, antimatter weapons. The Air Force has admitted they have, but details are classified. Yeah, I mean, they were making A-bombs in the 40s, folks. They got a little bit more than that now. They got stuff that'll blow up the whole solar system, according to my intel. So the point here is that you got crazy globalists that want control of all that fully. Bioweapons that'll kill 98% of people, and that's old stuff, 30 years old. They got stuff that kills everybody, reportedly. And I mean, you got a bunch of crazies that want full control of that, and there are a lot of people now in the military seeing that they're being replaced with robots, seeing that they're being replaced with computers, seeing that police departments are getting rid of their police everywhere, only having rapid reaction paramilitary forces backed up by helicopters, and they're going to phase out the regular beat cop and have cameras give the tickets and surveil. They're putting up these command towers all over the country, laying off half the police forces on average in these cities. You're going to be out of a job, too. I mean, this is the total end of humanity if they're able to get this program rolling. And it's because I understand this, and you understand this, that we're the enemy. And let me just tell the globalists something. We have you in check, and you know that. You can kill me tomorrow. And my conscience is clear that I was not part of this. Okay? I will not be part of what you're doing to people. I will not passively go along with this or back off just because I know I'll be destroyed if I don't. I have sworn on the altar of God to go 110% against the enemy. And I just pray that I'm up to do as good as I can into the face of this. But I told you, folks, they're lining up against us right now. They're opening up. The Pentagon has announced domestic operations in PSYOPs against the American people. That's freaking out the people in the Pentagon, realizing just how evil this is. They're going to go to private contractors with disinfo operations. It's going to get crazy. And let me tell you something, folks. If they gun me down in my yard or say I get carjacked, I predict within 48 hours of being killed, you're going to see a nuke go off or a bioweapon released. And they're not just going to kill me. They're going to go wipe out a bunch of military officers. They're going to wipe out a lot of FBI agents. Just listen, folks. They'll probably kill Ron Paul. You'll just see everybody start getting killed or arrested. If they'll do it 24 to 48 hours out. They're not going to want us running around when all this goes down. They're going to try to cut off the communications as well. So understand, this is not a game. This is not a joke. And you notice who they're coming after front and center. InfoWars. Because we've got their number. We know who they are.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Yeah, folks, we're living in the science fiction era here. We're living in 2013. And coming up in the next segment, this is a short segment, I'm going to get into MSNBC. Blames Boston bombing on, quote, deeply racist Alex Jones. And I'm going to muse here openly on air. And I've got to talk to my lawyer today. about what the best course is, because they're so discredited that even though I know I could, with a jury, get a judgment on them, and undoubtedly this is going to cause us damage. It's designed to cause damage to us. Just that I've accepted that my name will be damaged and everything still doesn't mean it's okay for them to do that. Is it in the final equation something I should do because I've got films to make, I've got bigger fish to fry? At a certain point, I pretty much have to sue them, like NBC got sued for editing George Zimmerman together to make it sound like, yeah, he's walking around, he's a black guy, instead of, yeah, he's walking around looking in cars, blah, blah, blah. Later, what color is he? Oh, he's black. They edited that, you know. This isn't even editing something together. They show no proof. They just say he's deeply racist and connected to white supremacists, and they just and the bombers. I mean, you couldn't say something worse, except for maybe I'm a child molester. And I fully expect on this trajectory of these guys that if I don't sue them, they're going to next say I am the bomber. I mean, God forbid I don't come get arrested tomorrow and they say I'm a bomber and MSNBC says he's the bomber, he's the bomber. They already say that about the living Tsarnaev brother who's pled not Dzhokhar, who's, you know, the living brother. Clearly shut those guys up. His brother worked for the CIA. That came out. They've killed their witness friends, arrested the others, killed FBI agents that were part of the arrest, covering that up. Clearly a drill, clearly a national security deal, Saudis running all around the place. They're mad, folks. Let me tell you why they're coming after us. Let me first say this and then go to break and come back with the full breakdown on this. They're coming after us with what I just said in the last segment. Because I guess they're so arrogant about the general public, or that they control the press, that nobody go read Rand Corporation documents, nobody go read Club of Rome documents, UN documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents, State Department documents. I mean, we've listed them all here. I made films about it. Their whole program, UN documents on sterilizing people with vaccines, Bill Gates documents, and it's like they go around and talk about all this in their white papers. I get the white papers. I go, look at how horrible this is. They come out and say I'm a liar. People go look and find out it's true. I'm talking about unity of humanity to go to the stars and fighting racism. I've protested the Ku Klux Klan, no exaggeration, probably 15 times. And I'm not here saying, oh, look, I'm a good trendy or something. I protest them because they're a bunch of feds and prove that. And had police SWAT teams aiming guns at me and nobody else and then threatening me. The police in Waco were with the Klan, basically, in one case. And so it's basically like saying Martin Luther King is anti-black to say I'm racist. I mean, it's just that asinine. And so if they can get away with that, I mean, they're going to start saying, well, what's next? I mean, it's worse than saying I'm a deep racist without showing a clip, any proof, anything. To then say I'm connected and influenced bombers. Alex Jones and white supremacists influenced the bombers. Homeland Security says. And I've already gone through this before when Richard Poplawski, and I got five retractions because I threatened to sue him that time. Richard Poplawski came out, shot three cops because he was drunk, Marine Corps, kicked out of the Marine Corps. He got another pit bull. They're defecating and urinating all over the floor. His mother gave testimony. She says, I'm calling the police. You won't leave the house. The cops come. He throws a fit, kills three of them. Turned out the guy hated me. He was a troll on all the white supremacist sites and on my side attacking me. They knew that. Within 2 hours of getting in his computer, they said he did it for Alex Jones. We went and searched his name, said, you know, he's one of our biggest critics because I don't make things racial and because I don't hate black people and Jews. And I said, I'm going to sue you. And they had five retractions in newspapers. And I was going to sue them. Had my lawyer put them on notice with an overnight cease and desist and, you know, tort letter saying, we're getting ready to sue you, retract now. So I'm going to send a registered letter in the next few days to MSNBC. And I guess I'm just going to have to sue them. I mean, I just... Because next, folks, they're going to say, I am the bomber. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to break all this down, play it, play the clip, and then dovetail it into why they're coming after us. Because we're pointing out they're setting up martial law in America. We're pointing out they're shutting down our power plants, shipping our jobs overseas. We're pointing out that the Federal Reserve is foreign. They're the occupiers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go over every facet of why the White House run Media Matters, MSNBC, and others are engaging in conscious. I mean, they sit around and script how to consciously lie. That's 100% clear when you know how media works. And what is their goal? Because for anybody that can think, it's a joke. But it's not a joke with their target audience. It's not a joke with their target audience. We're going to be getting to that in just a moment and talk about what a big deal this is. And then again, it's some very serious geopolitical news, stock market financial news, and things that the establishment does not want us to really focus in on, obviously. I mean, what is it about this broadcast and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that makes them so upset? By the way, occasionally I'm wrong about things in the media, and I'm always happy to admit it when I am wrong. The current issue of Esquire came out, and there's a big story on yours truly in it, I guess about 6,000 words. I'd ask, am I paranoid or a patriot? And basically, it ends as a positive article. Now, I talked to the reporter, and he didn't say this was off record. He said he's getting a lot of heat over this. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's the fact that he is one of the top three profilers in the country, or not the world, John Richardson. His dad was CIA section chief over Southeast Asia. And we're going to get him on next week to talk about the book about his dad, My Father, the Spy. He promised to come on. He doesn't do a lot of interviews. If I would do an interview with him, so I tried to get him on years ago. I think he was too busy. And he wanted to talk to me to explore if what I was saying was true or not. And the piece was going to come out more negative, but then all the NSA stuff, he's been working on this like 4 months, then all the NSA stuff and things broke. And a lot of what I said turned out to be true, and he really, really had his own mini awakening. And he was already a pretty smart guy. And I did the interview because he's done hundreds of profiles with prime ministers, presidents, top movie stars, top directors. I mean, you name it, he's in the top three profilers in the world. And so he said, look, I don't do hit pieces unless the person's really a horrible person. He goes, out of hundreds of pieces, two or three turned out to be really bad because they were bad people. And he said, I will try to tell the truth. And it's only because he's so senior that this even ended up. They ended up cutting a couple thousand words out of it that were more, you know, hardcore info and moving into the back of the magazine. It barely got published. That's inside baseball, basically, folks. So it's stuff like this that's going to save our civilization. Somebody just being honest. And he kept his word. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. To a certain extent, the Rolling Stone writer, because he gets being a big profiler, was a little more of a hit piece, but you know, the guy was quasi-honest. Because, you know, once you talk to somebody for weeks on and off again, you know, they have a... But that barely got published because of that. This, though, is the first time someone's actually kept their word. And I've got a few problems with the current issue of Esquire. Because it's out of context. And again, I try to put out complex thoughts here that are multifaceted to really give you where I stand. Like, I've made the point of, I have zero dislike for gay people. I don't have some knee-jerk dislike of people. Just like I'm not a racist because I don't go off what somebody looks like. I go off who they are. I mean, that's fundamentally offensive to me to go off what somebody looks like. Oh, that person's got a cleft palate. They must be an idiot. I don't want to hang out with them because they're not perfectly beautiful. I mean, that person can play the piano and it tells good jokes or likes to do the same things I do. I don't care what they look like. I don't care if they got warts on the top of their head. But I don't like the authoritarian fake left homosexual agenda that's always trying to beat everybody over the head. It's like attention getting or something. It's like parading around and trying to sexualize children and, you know, trying to inject it and recruit the schools. I'd be against heterosexuals doing that. And so, you know, he has in there that, well, I'm not against people living together or, you know, if people want to, quote, you know, have partnerships, but it needs to be a state issue, a Ron Paul type position. Then it turns into Alex Jones is for gay marriage. No, the institution of marriage for a man and woman because of the children you're going to have. And there is an assault on that from the eugenics perspective, and they're using the whole fake gay thing as the liberation angle of that. So there's some quotes taken out of context, like, no, I get a woman who's raped wanting to have an abortion, but the difference is this is pushed as a dehumanization program, and so that's why I'm against abortion. Well, that turns into Alex Jones gets the reasons sometimes why women want to have abortions. Yeah, I get the arguments for it, but I'm fundamentally against it because of the larger issue. So then some of the left publications that are really authoritarian publications, they can then run around and go, well, look, he said he was against abortion here, but for it in this magazine. See, if I'm one thing, folks, I'm consistent. I don't judge people that have had abortions because they're told, oh, it's not a human. It's no big deal. It's like getting a tooth pulled. Just come on in. It's the right. All this peer pressure. Sacrifice your children to Moloch. Quetzalcoatl Lepotl. Sacrifice them to, you know, on Samhain if you're a druid. people thought it was normal to sacrifice their kids in ancient times. Not because they were even evil people. They thought this is what you do to make the crops grow. The high priest says so. See, I don't judge those people. I judge the conscious globalists that you go pay $300, $500, $1,000 for an abortion, depending on the type of clinic. And you don't know your child can be sold for as much as $10,000 for their organs and body parts. You didn't know that they run off sometimes keeping the baby alive to get it on ice at the nicer clinics so they can go, you know, sell those organs. You mean you weren't given that newsflash? That every part of your child, their stem cells, everything is rendered down, sold to be flavoring testing for PepsiCo. I mean, you didn't know that? See, I'm against what it really is. I don't judge someone that goes out and has done it through ignorance, you see, because I've done things that are wrong, folks. I undoubtedly had girlfriends that had abortions, and I was not a party to it, but, you know, the woman gets real mad at you, doesn't want to see you anymore, and then you hear she's had an abortion. That's how that works. And so I've had my children killed, and I have to deal with that. But I was young. I was stupid. I didn't understand it. I didn't know. And I'm not shooting blanks either. You know, even when you wear a condom, folks, that doesn't mean you're not going to get somebody pregnant. And I hate to have to sit here and get off into all this with people. But the point is that I'm not here judging you. They know you go do these abortions, you get older, you know it's wrong deep down, so you fervently defend it and go be part of a billboard campaign saying, I got an abortion, it's cool, you need to get one too. Make it sexy instead of making it embarrassing. So this broadcast is about being genuine. This broadcast is about being true. This broadcast is about being real. This broadcast is about really trying to break things down. And that's what it comes down to. So they can take what we say out of context to try to twist it. That's one thing. We expect that because we know we're on to the enemy. We know their program. They're freaked out by it. And again, they're freaked out by their operatives in media at every level figuring out what's really going on because we're decompartmentalizing it for them. That's what the globalists are afraid of. And I'm sorry, your formulae is already out. How you work the system is already out because of this broadcast and others. And now you can kill me or politically assassinate my name, which I would much rather. I mean, I know you're going to attack me. You may even kill me, but I like to keep living. But whatever happens, happens, because I realize how bad this system is that people are being signed onto. And young people need a chance to hear the truth and common sense, not the globalist corporate plastic culture of lies. People deserve a real shot at being good guys. And I want prosperity, and I want justice, and I want equality. That's what I stand for, and that's what I'm here to promote. And it's one thing to twist what I say or to take it out of context. It's another thing entirely to make things up about me with no proof and to insult your audience by doing that. It is truly outrageous. And here's the statement I spoke into Kurt Nimmo's iPhone last night when he wrote the article with Paul Watson. No one should feel safe in this climate where they are making all the rodeo clowns take federal sensitivity training and pay for it because one guy did something they say is wrong. I mean, that's authoritarianism. No one should feel safe in this climate. The establishment media can put out whatever lie they want, and the Republican Party, who was there, the former chairman of it, represented on Wagner's show by Michael Steele, will just agree with it because it shows the establishment itself is threatened by the awakening that is happening. And again, they said, I'm behind the terrorist, and I'm a deeply racist person, which anyone that's heard my show knows isn't true. But again, they know it's a lie, folks. They think they're protected because the White House is behind them. They've identified Infowars.com and the journalistic system we're building as a major threat. That's what the MSNBC segment is, a premeditated attack. So anyone who supports freedom of the press needs to get behind InfoWars.com and all the other alternative media that is under attack, like investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald and whistleblower Edward Snowden and so many others. This is exactly how countries fall to authoritarianism, because if they can intimidate us and have a chilling effect and shut us down and defame us, they can defame anybody and then intimidate everyone else. If you care about freedom, remember this quote from German pastor Martin Niemöller, who resisted the Nazis and ended up in a FEMA camp. First they came for the communist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Catholic. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Well, Hitler was more of a fascist, first socialist, but Nazi means national socialist, but then double-crossed the socialist and was more of a fascist. This is more of a Soviet-style deal with Obama. I mean, these are real authoritarians. The Army's training with, quote, re-education centers, Army document. Just type in Army document re-education camp, army.mil. Show it to the folks, guys, if you're watching on TV. I mean, it's the real deal. And people are watching this happen. Of course they're coming out and saying, I'm a deep racist and I'm behind the Boston bombing. Well, what else can they do? I continue here. This meets the precise definition of willful conscious defamation with malice aforethought with intent to do harm. I've sued people before for defamation successfully. I don't like to do this, but clearly if I don't respond to this, they will make up even more outrageous stuff. Will I be a child molester according to them tomorrow? Will they say I am the bomber? They're already saying I made these people bomb stuff and I'm deeply racist without showing a shred of proof. Think of how dumbed down their audience is they could do that. This is outrageous, authoritarianism. So I am putting them on notice. I want massive retractions now. This is your tort warning. You are now on notice. Do you guys think you're invincible because you have the White House behind you? Richard Nixon thought he was invincible too. The American people are going to stand up against this intimidation against the press. And then the article goes on with other examples. I mean, Bill O'Reilly a few months ago said, we have sexual predators on the Internet attacking women. And he cut to a clip of me ranting about Obama out of context, saying, I'm sick of it. We need to stand up. And my face turning red. And then did a still shot of me saying hate speech. I mean, a sexual predator on women. I mean, what the hey? I mean, they're already doing it, folks. I expect child molesters next. They could SWAT team me tomorrow, plant some on my computer. They've done it to others. I mean, this is not a game. And I guess they think you're a coward. They think I'm going to get up here and say all this, and you're going to get in your shell, pull in like a turtle, duck and cover, waiting for them to come dig you out of your hole. It's like the shooting training. When a shooter's in a building, you're supposed to, FEMA says, get in a fetal position so they can get the maximum number of deaths. I mean, you know, don't have a gun, folks. They actually say you're supposed to vomit or poop on them in training for women. In fact, pull that up. Women are supposed to pee, poop, or vomit. I'm not joking. Guy busts in to kill you, just, you know, pull your pants down and crap on them. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, to have to talk like this. This is how crazy these people are. I'm going to skip this network break. I'm bankrupting us doing this. I just can't help it. I got to keep going. The point here is, yeah, there it is. College women told to urinate and vomit to deter rapists. Anyways, and they actually say, yeah, do the same thing if a shooter's coming after you. But it's not funny. It's sick, the dehumanization that's going on. You're not supposed to defend yourself with a gun, but the government's arming to the teeth to defend themselves from who? The sovereign citizen libertarian movement. All over the country, in the Homeland Security grants, it says, for the number one terror threat, gun owners, veterans. Yeah, because they're going to start persecuting people and coming to get us. And, of course, people are going to then fight back, and it's going to be called terrorism. They've got the police gearing up for all-out war with us. And then they're going to phase out those cops as well. I mean, this has all been planned, and we've got to say no and have an awakening to it. So I want to get into this attack, and I want people to understand this attack is taking place because we know what we're talking about. Now, remember, they don't attack us on anything we say. Rachel Maddow says that I said Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City without showing me say that. She says I say giant wasp live under the UN building. We have those clips. I never said anything like that. No one's ever acted like this. Joseph Goebbels wasn't this ridiculous in Nazi Germany. It's because, folks, their constituents are in a trance. That's why Mark Dice can go out, or we can go out and say, we're going to kill babies up to age 3, it's for Obama. Yeah, kill babies. We're going to kill people over 65 for Obama. Yes, kill them. They sign the petition. We're going to arrest all gun owners and put them in forced labor camps for Obama. Yes. They can say anything now, and these people think they're on the winning team. Oh, you're going to raise my payroll tax? If it's for Obama, go ahead and do it. You're going to break all your promises? If it's for Obama, I'll do it. Now, the good news is people like Oliver Stone, who I know is a listener through his son, Oliver Stone came out and said, Obama is a dangerous, evil snake. Exactly. Because he can get everybody to stand down, the so-called left. There is no left now in this country. There's a bunch of foaming at the mouth. I'm telling you, folks, they make the Soviets look tame. I mean, these are vicious people. Even the Soviets would have propaganda that sounded good. To say, he's behind bombers and influences them, and a white supremacist connected, and he is a deeply racist. With no proof. That's open and shut with a jury. They don't care if a jury gives me $1 million. I know, folks, I've sued people for defamation twice and had them settle. Because I only sue you if I absolutely have to, and I know I'll win. I know the law. I've got the lawyers. Done it before. I mean, a jury will reward me. Definitely I've been damaged. They're saying I shouldn't be on the air. People are trying to shut down our YouTube and Facebook stuff. We've been shut down before. They're trying to shut us down. They want us shut down because we're behind bombings, folks. That is the definition of defamation, okay? They don't care. They get hundreds of millions of stimulus money in NBC and MSNBC, billions of government contracts to Microsoft. They don't care, okay? They'll just pay with tax money. I mean, these people are out of control. Do you understand that? I've studied propaganda in other regimes. That's never been this cuckoo. Let's start going to this clip as I analyze it here. The clip's up on Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
The bombing suspects may not have been the radical jihadists they were initially believed to be. Older brother Tamerlan Tsarnaev was reportedly a fan of far right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. This guy.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game, okay? Our government in the U.S. is building FEMA camps. We have an NDAA where they disappear people now.
You're watching the Sunday Politics. We have an idiot on the program today.
Okay, now again, they play a clip of me where they're saying there's no fluoride in the water. By the way, that's back in the news. They actually say on this piece, there's no fluoride in the water now. Because everybody admits it gives you cancer now, Harvard studies, Princeton, UT. So there's no fluoride in the water. They make a joke about that. And then show me going, hey, NDAA, they're disappearing people. We should be yelling about this. But see, oh, that's what discredits me. Did you hear anything racist there, though? Let's go back to the clip.
Humanity is awakening.
To date, Alex Jones' YouTube channel has over 300 million views.
It's over 600 million.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Tsarnaev also read white supremacist publications, including The First Freedom, an Alabama-based newspaper that espouses equal rights for whites.
They're conflating me with them.
As Alex cites Wald writes, Tsarnaev illustrates how 21st century anti-government conspiracism melts down typical ideological barriers in a postmodern view of various radicalisms united by a common, deep distrust of the government. It's sort of an interesting confluence. I mean, we talk about this happening in some...
Now they go to George Lucas's evil twin.
The
head of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
A radical libertarian agenda and a sort of southern racist neo-conservative
libertarians racist, folks.
Towards governance and...
Did you know you were all racist?
That view informing...
Let's hit pause again.
...a certain sector...
So now not liking governance, period, is racist. That's what Sebelia said yesterday. She said, covered the news article. She said, opposition to Obamacare is racist. See, if you didn't want your payroll tax raised when they promised they wouldn't, or you didn't want your premiums to double, already up 50%+ this year. You're a racist. You're like, no, I don't want to be raked over the coals. No, you're racist. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Here it is.
A certain sector of American politics. Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think that the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist. They're being paid to be ignorant publicly.
You're probably going to get sued,
Steele. Espouse these views that a vast majority of Americans
don't subscribe. That's going to cut into your bondage money.
But it does continue the narrative of the subtext of race and how that plays into the stories politically, economically, educationally, and what people come out of, how they come out on the other side of it. And when you have, whether it's these brothers or others who kind of fall into this trap, this mindset, the question then becomes for us going forward is,
by the way,
how do we then graduate from just sitting around in your room, you know, musing?
And, of course, they've got my image up on the screen the whole time. And they've got the former head of the RNC, God knows what else they've got on him, to have him up there doing this, saying, oh, well, he's paid to be racist. Did you know that, folks? Unity. Let's stop the black abortion, especially. Let's get the Planned Parenthood out. Let's expose Margaret Sanger and the fake left as deeply racist with their own letters saying blacks are subhuman weeds to be killed. Did you know that was deeply racist? Talking about Martin Luther King and judging people by the character of their deeds. Deeply racist. Protesting the Ku Klux Klan. Deeply racist. Where is the deeply racist stuff? And I mean, let's play a little bit more. Here it is.
To stand going out and publicly holding up a sign saying you're 47% Negro to actually doing what we saw these two idiots do in Boston.
Right. And there, though there may be only 10 people who take Alex Jones seriously, there are people, I mean.
All right, let's stop right there. I can't watch any more of it. Folks, now the Patsy Boston bombers, clear Patsies, one of them has pled not guilty. Nowhere in American history would they ever say the guilty bomber. Rolling Stone, MSNBC, he's now guilty. Forget the drills, forget his brother in CIA, forget all the Saudi Arabians. No, no, no. He's guilty. And now he's racist. A caucus Middle Easterner, clearly. You want to get into who they are. It's Asian with a little bit of African mixed in with Central European. That's what those folks are. I mean, I guess you could call them white. Nothing to do with race. They go into somebody's computer, probably visited thousands of sites. I visit sites all the time I don't agree with. Now he's a Klan member, folks. And now, did you know the white racists bombed the Boston bombing? See, now they're saying the libertarians bombed the bombing. I mean, this is cuckoo. Folks, we need your support more than ever. And I got to tell you, we need your financial support to finish the news division, to get it up on satellite, to finish the studios that are almost done, to get the crew we need. You need to go to InfoWars Store today and vote with your dollars to get the high-quality Modafylon that protects your thyroid and is so good for your organs. Just check out all the details on Modafylon, the Southern Hemisphere brown seaweed. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com to get the ultimate youth dietary supplement, green super powder, the best stuff out there, and it tastes amazing. That's at InfoWarsHealth.com. Get the Pollen Burst Plus. Get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic and non-GMO certified. InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can call 888-789-9277. Just go sign up today. Become a distributor. $10. Get discounts or just buy off the shopping cart. Go there and sign up for free shipping. InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of other stuff that is longevity that's awesome that I carry. Get all the books. Get all the films. Get American Drug War 2. Exposing the fake drug war that mainly targets minorities because we're so racist. It's about that. That's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com because we want to get the nonviolent people out of the jails because we're racist. Get American Drug War 2. InfoWarsStore.com. Support us. Stand beside us. Buy your war bonds today. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.